Blog Talk Radio.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
Just showed up and showed out with information.
We have got to understand that it is a war going on. It is a war going on for our souls. It is a war going on for our destruction. It is a war going on for our lives. We have got to understand that the enemy does not play fair. And we have got to put on the whole armor of God. And, you know, the book that she just recently written is called A Call to Arms, The Awakening Church and the Approaching One World Order. We got to understand that God is ready. He is willing and ready, and he is over God's army. And all he wants us to do is fight. Fight the fight of faith, belief that there is only one God. There is only one Son of God, and he's already been here. So we know that if someone else comes in talking about they are the Son of God, they are the Messiah, that you better look, and you better run, and you better pray. The biggest and best thing you can ever do is pray. So I'm going to give you a prayer tonight. It came from my prayers from yesterday from Prime Time with God, and I had to laugh because on our way to Iowa yesterday, I missed the turn, missed an exit, and got all off kilter. And the only thing that I could do was stop and pray. Pray, got back on the road, and no issues. But this was my prayer for yesterday, which I had not read until yesterday evening, and I thought, oh, my goodness, Lord, you surely, I should have read this before I left home. But this is what it said. It says, good morning, Bridget. Here is today's prayer. It says, Heavenly Father God, please show me the right path you would have me follow. Sometimes I'm not sure of the direction I should go. I stumble and run into roadblocks. I don't understand why things are not going the way I think they should. Help me to see how these roadblocks and detours are being used to redirect my life. I love you and want to follow you. Thank you for your promise that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And I thought, wow, one of my favorite scriptures. And just an issue that I had yesterday, which was taking the wrong exit. And the question I asked you this evening is, have you taken the wrong exit, gone the wrong way? Have you forgot that you're supposed to follow Jesus and not follow man? Have you forgot that there is only one Son of God, and all he has for you to do is accept him as your Savior, and you will be saved? So I'm saying to you, those that are listening this evening, do not wait till the last hour to get right with God. Do not wait till the last minute to get right with God. Because no man, the day, no man knows the hour. If we go to John 13, it says in John 13 and 32, no one knows about that day, an hour, or even not even the angels in heaven, not the Son, but only the Father. But be on guard, be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house, puts his servants in charge, each with his assignment, its assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. My mother-in-law, my late mother-in-law, her favorite thing was watch as well as pray. Watch as well as pray. Again, family, we are in a spiritual war, and we have to watch as well as pray. Watch who you spend time with. Watch who you sit with on in your life. Watch what's happening with and to your children. But God has given you an assignment to know who you are and who you belong to, and to fight a fight of faith. Fight the fight of faith. Faith that God is with you when you come up against the enemy. Faith that he will watch over you and your family. All you have to do is pray. So we got to pray without ceasing. As they say, get in your closet and pray. And I realized one morning I was literally in my closet, and I got to praying. And before I knew anything, the tears was coming down, and I was shouting in my closet. And I was thanking God it was big enough that I could shout in it. Because, you know, sometimes we have a small closet. But I had one that was kind of big, and I was shouting and giving God the glory. Because when we give him the glory, we say praises go up, blessings come down. That is so true. We got to praise God in our coming in and our going out. We can't worry about what man says. You know, I have been in churches where you get my kid calls it the ugly face. If you get a hallelujah in your spirit and you say, praise the Lord, you get all of a sudden the ugly stare up. I know you're not being loud in our church. I know you're not praising the Lord in our church. Well, what are we supposed to do when we go to God's house but praise the Lord? So I say again, if somebody's sitting next to you and they say, hallelujah, join in and say hallelujah too. Because you know what? Hallelujah is the highest praise we can give the Father. So I'm going to give God my hallelujah praise. And I'm going to give him my absolute best praise. Hallelujah, and I thank you, Lord. You know, I had to preach last Sunday, and my message was an attitude of gratitude. We must be thankful to God for everything he does for us. Did he wake you up this morning? He should have a thank you in your spirit. Did he get you through your day? You should have a thank you in your spirit. He got me from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, to Springfield, Illinois. And I am saying, thank you, Lord, for your traveling grace. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning on time to go to the conference. Thank you, Lord, for Apostle Juanita breaking it down so I understand what is going on and that I have got to be careful what I allow into my spirit. We better understand, family, it is a spiritual war going on. And, you know, I was like a little like, what is he talking about? That we have to be careful even of our cartoons, even of the icons of things that we watch as children. You know, we got to be careful of allowing folks talking about magic and powers and witchcraft. Those are things of the enemy and not of God. You know, I know some of us, me included, you know, have sat down and watched shows where it's dealing with stuff that is not of God, witches and warlocks. You know, we know that at one point in time, Harry Potter was the all that. And, you know, we was watching Harry Potter. Do you not understand you dealing with witches and warlocks and demonic spirits and different things that are not of God? You better rebind it and keeping that stuff out of your house and out of your children's eyesight. You know, and I've never thought about it, you know, that you got to be careful what you watch on television. You know, that everything that has a wholesome thing written across the top doesn't mean that it's wholesome. Doesn't mean that it's for you. Be careful. Don't go to sleep when the Savior needs you. Don't go to sleep when you need to be awake, watching as well as pray. When we go into our book, and you know that book is the Word of God, It is the absolute, absolute. It is what you do when you are feeling down, you go to the book. When you are feeling up, you go to the book. When you just need a pick-me-up, you go to the book. When you need to hear a word from the Lord, you go. This is not just any book. It is the best book you will ever own. It is a book that teaches life lessons. It is a book that saves souls. It is a book that will take you to heaven. And it's called the Bible. Basic instructions before leaving earth. We are not going to be here forever. We're going to die. And the question becomes, do you die on earth or do you die to sin and go to heaven? Are you a sinner? If you are, get to know. Don't go to sleep. Stay awake. Keep him company. Let him know you are in his corner. Let him know that you are with him. Let him know that you care about him. Let him know that he is the great I am and that he is your Savior. And when we go to the book of Mark, and we're just going to actually start at Mark 27, where Jesus lets Peter know, you're going to betray me. We know that this is Easter week that we're about to enter. We know that it's important. It's an important week. And, you know, I see people, including myself, we wear crosses. You know, but we need to be even careful with our jewelry wear, with that cross, because we're representing death. And we should represent life. But Jesus died on Calvary's cross. He died for our sins. He died for each and every one of us. If you're wearing that cross to say, Jesus, I thank you for dying for me, but I praise you because you got up. You got up. You got up with all power in your hand. You got up to start my new beginning. You got up to start the new world, the world with Christ, knowing that he is alive. He is alive in our hearts. He is alive in our minds. He is alive in our spirits. And we better understand that the enemy is trying his best to take us out and to take out our faith. You know, in this conference, you know, I listened to the author talk about the fact that the enemy is coming in and sitting next to you in church. He is coming in. I call it the sneaky snake syndrome. He's slithering in to create confusion, to create turmoil, to create toils and tribulations upon churches. He is tearing churches apart. He is destroying ministry that God has set up. That is his job, is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And if you allow him to sneak in and take a seat next to you in the church without rebuking spirits, when you walk into your church, the first thing you should do is start binding spirits, binding things that are not of God, binding things that are spoken that are not his words and his spirit of excellence. Not being decent and in order. You need to be praying up your pastor, praying up your minister, praying up the ushers that are standing at the gate, but they are the watchmen on the wall. You should be praying them up, praying over your praise team, that they will not just get up and perform, that they will allow the Holy Spirit to come in and use them. That's what we're doing. We're fighting. We're fighting a fight. For souls, we're fighting a fight for salvation. We're fighting a fight for folks to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And we got to call on Jesus. When we are having those moments, you call on Jesus. When you think there's something that's going on in your home and there's a spirit that's trying to linger, you call on Jesus and you say, I bind you in Jesus' name. Get the hell out of my house. And go back to the pit of hell where you belong. because you don't belong here. And you've got to tell it right. It is not about us. It's about Jesus. And if we are not speaking about him, talking about him, not just today and tomorrow and this week because it's Easter week, we talk about him every day because this time is when he gave his life, his earthly life, he gave for us. Do you think he wanted to do it? Let's go to the Word of God and see what it says. We're going to start with Peter first because Peter, who loved Jesus, who we know walked on water with Jesus, forgot and took his eyes off of Jesus and sank. And he doesn't understand. He's going to deny Jesus. Jesus, who loved him. Jesus, who cared about him. Jesus, who called him. Jesus, who he should have been standing up for. He denied. And this is what the Word of God says. Because we stand on the Word. We don't just talk about what Minister Bridget has to say. We talk about the Word of God. Because it's not about me, it's all about him. As I decrease, the Father God in heaven is increasing. And this is what he said. He said, you will fall away. Jesus told them, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. Do you not understand that if Jesus, the ultimate shepherd, sheep thing can happen to your church? What do you think can happen to your pastor when you allow the sneaky snake, the enemy, to come in and cause confusion? Talk about your pastor like your pastor didn't exist. Talk about your pastor like they're a junkyard dog and you don't stand up and say, that's not right. That's not a God. You are not welcome in this church, for we serve a risen Savior. We serve Christ Jesus, and what you're saying is not of God. And I rebuke and bind you, Satan. I rebuke and bind you, spirit of confusion, in the name of Jesus. And watch him flee. Watch him get his purse. If it's a lady, get her purse and walk out the door. If it's a guy, get his. But we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities that come into our fellow men, that come into men and women. We think are of Christ, but we find out that they are nothing but minions of the enemy. We better understand that as we talk about minions, there ain't no happy song going on. We're talking about the minions from hell, and they are there to kill, steal, and destroy ministry, to kill, steal, and destroy people. Good people gone down the wrong path because they think that they're in love. They think they're in doing God's will when all that's going on is the enemy sneaking in to try to destroy their ministry, sneaking in to try to destroy their lives, sneaking in to try to destroy their children, sneaking in because he's a sneaky. And we better get an understanding that he ain't in to play. He's in to win. And if we want to get in this ball game, we better put on the whole armor of God. We better cover ourselves from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet with the blood of the Lamb. We better be in prayer right now saying, Jesus, I need your armor. Jesus, I need you to be in control. Jesus, cover me from head to toe with your blood so that when the enemy comes against me, he will have no power, for I am covered by the blood of the Lamb. We better understand, even as Jesus spoke, that the enemy will strike the shepherd and that the sheep will be scattered. Jesus spoke this. He said, but after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee. Peter declared, even if all fall away, I will not. I will not, will not. And then Jesus had to break it down. I tell you the truth, Jesus answered, today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times. But Peter insisted emphatically, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you. And all the others said the same. We better understand, if Peter, again, who walked on water with Jesus, can betray him, say he don't know him, we better be understanding that it could be us. That, you know, we hear people talk so many games about, well, if I was in the end time and they told me that I had to renounce Jesus, I'm not going to do it. They can do whatever they want to. They can cut off my head. They can do this. They can do that. But you're starving. Your children are starving. They tell you, in order to get your food stamps, you've got to get a computer chip into your hand, because we want to make sure that it's you that's getting food on this government assistance. Do you not understand the mark of the beast? Are you thinking, I got to feed my family? So don't get it twisted that Peter should have been tougher, that Peter should have done this, because the bottom line is, if given the same situation, what would you do? Understand, we're in a war. We're in a war for our souls. We're in a war for Jesus. We're in a war because the enemy is trying to take you out before you get saved. Understand, God is in control. We are in a war, y'all. We're in a war for salvation. And as we go further into our word in John 14, sit here while I pray. He took Peter, James, and John. And we know those are his best friends. Those are the ones he loved. Those are the ones that was his aces along with him. And he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. And he tells them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. He said to them, stay here and keep watch. He was wanting them to be watchmen on the wall, to watch as well as pray. He told them to be there to watch. Cool, Jesus. Going a little further, he fell to the ground and prayed that if possible, the hour might pass from him. Abba, Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. He didn't want to go to Calvary for us. He asked the Father to take it away. But then he knew that whatever is the Father's will was going to be done. And those of you who have traveled with us to Iowa know that it is a battle going on, and we got to win it. We got to win it for Jesus. We got to win it for our children. We got to win it. But this is a fight for our very existence. This is a fight for our eternal life. This is a fight that we must win. Then it goes on to say, then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Simon, he said to Peter, are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour so that you will not fall into temptation? The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. I understand that. Because my spirit is, I am going to teach the word of God. But the flesh is saying, you know you're tired? You done drove all the way from Iowa over 4 hours? You know you're tired? Why are you on here? But you know what? I rebuke that spirit in Jesus' name. I'm going to preach the word of God. I'm going to teach his word. I am going to be a watchman on the wall, watching and praying that the Lord Jesus is in control of my life, watching and praying that the enemy cannot come against me, try, for I stand on the word of God, that he will never leave me, that he will not forsake me, that he will be with me wherever I go. That's what I stand on. That's what I believe. I know I serve a risen Savior. And it goes on to say in the word, once more, he went away and prayed. What did he go away and just walk around looking at the grass, looking at the trees, and oh, that's a beautiful sky? No. No, 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 no. He went and prayed. He went and got on his knees. He prayed to his Father. Oh, Jesus, I thank you for your prayer. Says once more, the word of God says once more, he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. We got to stay awake, watch, and pray. Returning the third time, he said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Enough! The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer, Judas. Judas. Judas was his betrayer. Why do we betray Jesus? Why do we betray him? We betray him by not getting into our word. We betray him by not praying earnest prayer. We betray him by not training up our children in the way they should go. We betray him by just going to sitting, listening for half the message while we look around to see what Sister So-and-so is wearing today. To look around and flirt with Brother So-and-so because we know he's awful red when we know he's married. We betray him, but we do not get on our knees and ask for forgiveness for the sins that we commit in thought, word, and in deed. We've got to trust and believe in Jesus. We've got to give him our all. We've got to let him know that you, O Lord, are the center of my life, that you, O Lord, are my strength and my salvation. You, O Lord, are the word that I stand on. For Jesus, when I keep my eyes on you, I can walk on water. When I keep on you, I can do all things. We better understand Jesus is our strength and our salvation. We better understand that no one can go to the Father but except through Christ. We got to know the Savior. We got to know where we belong and to whom we belong. Jesus was betrayed, not by just any old body in the street, not by the Pharisees and the Sadducees, not by the rabbis who hated his guts. He wasn't betrayed by the sinner standing at the gate mocking him. He wasn't betrayed by who he thought was his friend. He was betrayed by someone that sat and had dinner with him. We better understand It's a war going on for your soul. It's a war going on to take you out of the game, to take you away from Christ, to lead you on. Understand, the Lord loves you. He loves you so much that he gave this son, his only son, this son that prayed in the garden for the cup to be taken from him, who asked God that his will, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Understand that even angels are fighting. What did Gabriel say to Daniel? I've been fighting the prince of Persia for the last 21 days. Angels are in war. Angels are in war, fighting for us on the spiritual realm. The Father is fighting for us on the spiritual realm. We are at war. This is a code red. You better get it right. Get your house in order. Get your soul in order. Get everything in order. For the enemy is at the gate, and he is ready to take you and your family out. We got to understand. We got to start preaching and teaching our children that the Antichrist is here. If it's not of Christ, it's Antichrist. We better understand he's trying to take everything from God. He took a third of the angels from heaven. Don't you think he can try to take you too, and get you away from God? Get you away from God. Understand, it's a fight for the life, a fight for your eternal life. Understand, you've got to get in this book. You've got to learn the word of God. You've got to let the enemy know, I am not afraid of you, for I know who you are. I know that you are the enemy of my Father God. You know, we got to understand that all the glory belongs to God. But we got to understand that we got to pray. You know, in Psalms 8, 1 through 9, and this is the King James Version, it says, oh, Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings has thou ordained strength because of thine enemy, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon, the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visit him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, soever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. And we're talking Jesus. He brought Jesus into this earth is a man with all our frailties, a man with all our issues, but a man that had to come in the form that he did to save, take us to where we need to go. Understand, we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Put on your armor. but we are at war. You know, I listened to the apostle preach today and to teach today that we got to be careful of what we do. And she wrote in her book, she says, Facebook idols and haphazard at work. There's another area to watch out for is liking everybody a deep and so-called inspirational thought, are attaching and committing a catchy phrases and posts to your Facebook wall, Instagram, shots, selfies, and tweets, specifically speaking, some of those statements and inspirational quotes are from websites that supposed to a unified that support a unified religion. All religions lead to God. Such web posts are quotes, which the Bangor icon, the original name Punjabi, folk dance with religious roots, yin and yang icon, Asian mystic and witchcraft roots, phrases from psychics, horoscopes, certain empowerment statements, various inspirational posts, and Christian chain posts, etc. You must really read what is being said and only agree if you would verbally make the same quote or statement, and not because even then, another thing done unwittingly that is slowly destroying us is our affliction of images. Excuse me. The enemy doesn't want me to tell you these things. Idols and things that have demonic names. Excuse me, y'all. We better understand and read what is put on our faith page. Read what is said and look at where it comes from. I was on my faith page. Somebody sent me a cute little inspirational word. And it said, go to this post. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to see where this came from. And as I go back through to research, it came from the psychic hotline. If you want to get more words of inspiration, push this button to speak to a psychic. Understand, and tonight it's not a fluffy, you know, Bible story. We're going to talk. No, we are talking about your soul. We're talking about your life. As you can tell, I'm a different person than I was 2 weeks ago. I'm talking to you because today I realize we're at war. We got to be careful what we put on Facebook. We got to be careful what we write on Instagram. Because your words have power. Your words can heal. Your words, what you say to each other, what you say to your spouse, what you say to your children, what you say has power. What you write has power. Be careful what you speak. It has power. If you say words like, I wish you were dead, that's power. That's a curse that you just placed on yourself. As you speak to others, it happens to you. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you write. Be careful what you view. I'm right there with y'all. I was right there all season long, working on Wednesday nights because my church is a Thursday night church. So I didn't have midweek service. But I had dance practice. I had a meeting. And what I do, I DVR. What's that word? And what we all was all up into? Ken Lucian. Watching Empire. And then I stopped to think about it. Watch that last show. And it bothered my spirit. It bothered my soul when I looked at this man who stopped and said, I'm God. We better understand we are at war. There's only one God. And he's not Lucius Lane. He is the God of heaven. He is the God that controls heaven's army. He is the God that sent his only begotten Son to this earth to die on Calvary's cross for my sinful self, to rise again on the third day with all power in his hand, to rise again on the third day to conquer death, to conquer hell, to conquer everything for me, for you. We better understand there's only one God, and we better watch what we look at. I'm guilty. I was right there with everybody else talking about, are you Team Cookie? Are you Team Anika? Well, I'm Team Jesus. I'm Team Jesus, and that's who I'm going to be for. Well, I know that Team Jesus wins. I know that Team Jesus is the ultimate fighting machine. I know that when I call on the name of Jesus, I'm healed. I know that the enemy cannot touch me. Can I yell you? I'll give you a tickle in your throat to make you cough because now you're starting to get into my business. Well, you know what? I put you on notice. I'm telling folks everything about your business. So we better be careful what we look at, what we watch, what we say. You speak life into your children. You speak life into your marriages. You speak life into your family. You speak life over your spouses. You tell your wife you're beautiful. You're anointed. You're awesome. And I love you because God sent you to me. I found you because God sent you to me to be my mate, to be my Ruth, as I am your Boaz. And you tell your husband, you are wonderful. You are anointed. You are the head of this household. I will follow you. Husband, don't ask your wife to follow you into sin. Don't ask your wife to follow you into decadence. Don't ask your wife to follow you out of the ark of safety. For the ark of safety is Jesus. Understand, marriages should be based on a love of God. For what God puts together, no man can tear asunder. God puts it together. You don't see divorce. When God puts it together, you don't see the other issues that happen. Yes, you may have some fights. Yes, you may have some financial difficulties. But when God puts you together, you work through them. When God puts you together, you don't worry about and think about stepping outside of your relationship. Because your relationship with your husband, your relationship with your wife is a covenant with God. Love each other. Love God. But understand, if you didn't get married under covenant, it's not going to last. It's not going to last unless you get it right and give it to God. You can't be sleeping around, dipping, dapping, having babies out of wedlock, running here, running there. This guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, this girl, this girl, this girl, this girl. And then come in and sit and sing in the choir on Sunday. Come in and act like you are holier than Jesus. When you know what you've been doing is out of the ark of safety. Get ready to close this evening. We're at war. We're at war for our salvation. And that salvation is Jesus Christ. And understand, if you hear someone in the valley, in the desert, claiming to be Jesus, it's not him. If you hear someone standing in the pulpit claiming to be Jesus, it's not him. If you're watching television and the guy on your favorite show says, I'm God, you better run. But that is not written by a man of God. That is written by a false prophet. It's written by someone after your soul. Understand, everything that glitters is not gold. Everything that's popular is not a God. Understand who you belong to. Understand who loves you without condition. Who loves you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Who knows every hair on your head and how many they know. Who knows the deepest, darkest secret? The Father does. Christ Jesus does. The Holy Spirit that's in you does. Get it right. Get it right with God. For we are war. Don't fall asleep on your post. Don't let your eyes be heavy when you got something to do for the Lord. Understand, we have got to get it right. Not just for us, but for the next generation. For the next generation, the millennials, they are fighting for their lives. They are fighting for their lives. Because the enemy is trying to take them out. You think about all the murders that have happened. Think about child abuse, allegations, and facts that is happening. You think about children being murdered in the streets and left to lay there like dogs. We better understand we are at war. We are at war. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, Christ Jesus, and let him lead your path. Understand, I love the Lord with my whole heart. I don't play church. I don't play with Jesus. I don't play with God's money, and I don't play salvation. Because I know you don't have to be old to die. You don't have to be old to die. You don't have to be young to get sick. Excuse me, you have to be old to get sick. You are young. So you think you're like, I got it going on. You can die tomorrow. Just like the person that's 95. Even if you're 5, you can leave tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. The wine is singing a song, tomorrow I'll give my life. Tomorrow. I say to you, what if tomorrow doesn't come? Give your life today. Get to know him today. Speak to him today with urgency. Today, love Jesus. Love God with your whole heart. Get to know him. Get to know him today. To know him today. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Today. You know, minister, her name was Sabrina Jackson. She's also part of the Girls Friends Ministry, which is why I was in Cedar Rapids at the Warfare Conference. If you live in Springfield, we will be having a Girlfriends Devotional Conference at the Table of Life Ministry in September, as well as our Women's Conference. We will Women's Faith Ministries, which is another one of my ministries. We'll be meeting next Saturday. Special guest. Prophetess and evangelist Donna Smiley of Springfield will be coming to speak at the Table of Life Women's Faith Ministries monthly women's ministry. The address is 319 South Wheeler. The time is 4 o'clock p.m. Come out and join us. Also, Pastor Donald May, who is one of the Diane Grimble friends and friends, and has a show on Tuesday afternoon, will be having a prayer conference, a prayer and reconciliation prayer summit, April the 11th at 5 o'clock at the Red Cross Building. If you need to reconcile with a family member, reconcile with someone who's hurt you or who you've hurt, this is your opportunity to reconcile our children. The fact that our children are under attack, not in the homes, not just in homes sometimes, but out in the streets. Children are saying things they need not, hearing things they should not know and hear. We got to get it right. Again, and we want to win. And through Christ Jesus, we will win. So I say to you as we depart tonight from each other, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from another, in the precious and holy, holy, holy name of Christ Jesus. If you don't have a church, find one. Find your way to God's house tomorrow, morning, afternoon, or evening. Love the Lord your God, all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. But this is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. So if you don't like you, get to know and like you so that you can love me. Love God. Love your sisters and brothers. And me being a neighbor. God being the one and only in your life. Make Jesus the one and only so you can talk to the Father. In his name, I look up. I lift up. And I give my Father God all honor. We in a war, y'all. Get to know Jesus as your personal Savior. Get on your armor, for we are fighting for our salvation. We're fighting for our soul. And above all, we're fighting for eternal life in Christ Jesus. Have a blessed and wonderful evening, everyone. Thank you for joining me this evening on A New Beginning with Minister Bridget Smith. And again, I am a member and a friend of Diane Grimble Ministries and Friends. And I thank Prophetess Diane for being there, for watching over us. And I'm grateful to God that he has given her traveling graces in all her endeavors, that he will watch over her, he will take care of her, and he will get her to where he needs her to go. For she is an awesome woman of God. And we are blessed to be, I am blessed to be one of her friends. So again, thank you for joining me this evening on A New Beginning, and thank you for just loving Jesus. And if you don't know him, get to know him tonight. Again, Father God, I thank you for who you are, what you are, and I ask your coverage over each and every person listening to this show this evening, Lord God. May they take these words to heart. May they chew on them and taste and see that you are good. In Jesus' name, I lift up pastors all over the world that they may continue to minister and watch over their flock. For Lord God, we know that Jesus is coming back and that it may be sooner than later. And I pray that everyone who is able to hear my voice gets to know him a little bit better. And it is in his name I pray, in his name I lift up and reach out to each and every one of you. giving you a hug of love. For it is not about me, it's all about Jesus. And it's in his name I stand off this evening. I will be back next week to just wish you all a happy Easter, to talk about the Easter story a little bit more, and to know that he got up with all power in his hand. And his name is Jesus. Good night, everyone.